接下来几期请著名经济学家、复旦大学的维森教授来为你解读哈耶克的名作。
Please invite renowned economists Professor Weissen from Fudan University to interpret Hayek's masterpiece for you in the following issues.
通往奴役之路。
The Road to Enslavement.
想必很多读者很早已经读过这本书了。
I'm sure many readers have already read this book.
一个人如果要成为今天的精英。
If this person wants to become an elite today.
如果没有读过这本书。
If you haven't read the book.
那么作为一个否决条件将是充分的。
Then, a sufficient condition will be a decisive factor.
这本书其实可以看作是类似亚当·斯密的《国富论》以及《美国独立宣言》一样的人类当代社会的奠基史。
This book can actually be seen as a foundational text similar to Adam Smith's The Wealth of Nations and the American Declaration of Independence from Modern Human Society.
维森教授是国内最重要的哈耶克专家。
Professor Weissen is one of the most important Hayek experts in China.
2014年出版过一本可以称得上专著的书。
In 2014, a book that can be considered a monograph was published.
叫《重读哈耶克》，维森教授的书写的通俗易懂。
Hayek's book is written in a clear and concise manner, making it easy to understand.
还澄清了国内外对哈耶克的许多误读。哈耶克的一生跟四个国家关系密切。
Also clarified many misinterpretations of Hayek's life, which are closely related to the four countries.
就是奥地利、
Austria,
英国以及美国和德国。
United Kingdom, as well as the United States and Germany.
其中影响最大的是英国和美国。
But the ones with the greatest impact are the UK and the US.
1899
1899
哈耶克出生于奥地利的维也纳。
Hayek was born in Vienna, Austria.
1917年
1897
哈耶克年满18岁。
Hayek turned 18 years old.
赶上了一战的尾巴。
Caught up in the tail end of a battle.
战争。
War.
一结束。
One finished.
他去维也纳大学读书。
He went to Vienna University to study.
最后拿的是政治学博士学位。
The last degree I obtained was a PhD in political science.
但他却以经济学家闻名。
But he was known as an economist.
这是后话。
Is as a sequel.
一战后的维也纳是欧洲的学术和文化中心。
After World War I, Vienna was a center of academic and cultural life in Europe.
比如哲学领域就有影响极大的维也纳小组，维特根斯坦就跟该小组有过较密切的交往。
Wittgenstein, a group of influential philosophers, had close contact with the Vienna school.
在经济学领域。
In the field of economics.
有奥地利学派。
There is the Austrian school.
哈耶克是该学派的第三代代表人物。
Hayek is the third generation representative of this school of thought.
该学派第二代领军人物米塞斯既是哈耶克的精神导师，在日常生活上对他帮助也很大。
The second generation leader of this school, Mises, was Hayek's mentor, and he also helped him a lot in his daily life.
哈耶克的第一份工作就是米塞斯介绍的。
Hayek's first job was introduced by Mises.
1929年
1929
哈耶克去了英国。
Hayek went to Britain.
至少有两件事让他成了家喻户晓的人物。
Two things made him a household name.
一是跟凯恩斯有过一次世纪辩论。
One was a historic debate with Keynes.
持续时间之长。
How long it lasts?
百年来还有棋皮。
Still there are chess players.
一是出版了《通往奴役之路》。
One is to publish A Path to Slavery.
震动了整个世界。
Shook the whole world.
二战后。
After World War Roman II.
哈耶克受邀去了美国。担任芝加哥思想委员会的终身导师。
Hayek was invited to the United States to serve as a lifetime mentor for the Chicago School of Thought.
又过了二十多年。
More than 20 years have passed.
他接受邀请，到德国弗莱堡大学担任教授。
He accepted the invitation to be a professor at the University of Freiburg in Germany.
弗莱堡大学15世纪建校，出了很多著名人物。
Freiburg University was founded in the 15th century and produced many famous people.
比如马克思韦伯。
For example, Marx Weber.
海德格尔和汉娜。
Digger and Hannah.
阿伦特以及他的老师雅斯贝尔斯也是该校毕业生。
Arendt and his teacher, Jaspers, were also graduates of the school.
哈耶克晚年落叶归根。
Hayek's late years, returning to his roots.
回到维也纳。
Back to Vienna.
1992年，差两个月。
Two months earlier.
93岁，哈耶克去世，葬在维也纳近郊的瓦尔德公墓。
Hayek, who was 93 years old, died and was buried in the walled cemetery in the suburbs of Vienna.
据哈耶克传记作者说，
According to the biographer of Hayek,
哈耶克一直有从政的志向。
Hayek has always had the ambition to be a politician.
二战时，
During World War Roman II,
由于他的犹太人身份，
Because of his Jewish identity,
他事实上成了流亡者。
He actually became a refugee.
但因为奥地利被并入德国，
But because Austria was annexed by Germany,
还是有身份嫌疑。
Still suspected of having an identity.
他想为二战出力的愿望也没能实现。
He couldn't realize his wish to contribute to World War Roman II.
这是哈耶克有机会待在剑桥，专心他的研究。
He had the opportunity to study at Cambridge, where he made his research.
外面炮火连天。
The cannons are firing everywhere.
他却花了几年的时间写出了这本书。
He spent several years writing this book.
作为经济学家，哈耶克怎么写了一本以政治和社会为主题的行外书呢？
How did he write a book on political and social themes as an outsider for Hayek?
这跟他对西方文明史的梳理有很大关系。
This is largely due to his book on the history of Western civilization.
从一战到二战。
From World War I to World War Roman II.
西方世界经历了空前的杀戮，文明几近毁灭。哈耶克。
Hayek, the Western world has experienced an unprecedented massacre civilization that nearly destroyed it.
对造成这种局面的原因做了深刻反思。
A deep reflection on the causes of this situation has been made.
所以，这是一本反思之书。
Therefore, this is a book for reflection.
哈耶克认为，
Hayek believed that
试图毁灭西方文明的苗头
Attempts to destroy Western civilization
早于一战前半个多世纪就暴露出来了。
This has been exposed for over a century before World War I.
往回算，正是1848年之后的时期。
Going back to calculate, it was a period after 1848.
这个时期
This period,
西方世界各种力量发生激烈冲突。
Various forces in the West are in fierce conflict.
连续爆发革命。
Continuous outbreak of revolution.
而所有这一切。
All of this.
其实都源于现代化和后来追赶者的焦虑情节。
In fact, they all stem from the anxiety of modernization and subsequent followers.
而这种情绪对西方文明开启的现代化进程造成了巨大的冲击。
And this emotion caused a huge impact on the modernization process that Western civilization initiated.
这就涉及了第三点。
This involves the third point.
也就是1929到1933年全球规模的经济危机。
That is the 1919-1933 global economic crisis from the newspaper 19 times.
给众多人群
For many people.
包括学术思想界
Including academic circles.
怀疑西方实行了百余年的制度效力提供了论辩的空间。
The effectiveness of the system implemented in the West for over 100 years provides a basis for debate.
哈耶克这本书也是论战的产物。
Hayek's book is also a product of debate.
具有很强的论辩色彩。
It has a strong argumentative tone.
他自己都没想到。
He didn't expect it himself.
通往奴役之路的出版
The publication of The Path to Slavery
使他成为公众人物
Make it public
也使他迅速发现了一条参与公共事务的渠道
This also allowed him to quickly find a channel for participating in public affairs
他为包括《泰晤士报》等众多媒体撰写评论
He has written commentaries for numerous media outlets, including The Times.
不仅参与公共事务的讨论
Not only participate in discussions about public affairs,
还通过各种学术组织活动
Also through various academic organization activities,
直接或间接影响了政府的决策
Directly or indirectly influenced government decisions.
出版通往奴役之路
Publishing the path to enslavement.
是他角色转换的关键节点
This is a key turning point in his character.
哈耶克后来发表的多部影响极大的作品
Hayek's later highly influential works.
都与经济学主题渐行渐远
The economic theme gradually faded away.
他的目光投向更广阔的哲学。
His gaze turned to broader philosophy.
政治。
Politics.
法律。
Or.
社会。以及人类心理领域。
Society and the field of human psychology.
并自觉担当起捍卫文明价值的重任。
And consciously take on the responsibility of creating works that defend the values of civilization.
所有这一切在维森老师的重读。
All of this is due to Mr. Weissen's rereading.
哈耶克一书中都有详细的叙述和解读。
Hayek's book provides detailed descriptions and interpretations.
维森教授心里有个非常明确具体的对象问题。
Professor Weissen had a very specific and concrete problem in mind.
就是如何在中国建立良序社会。
How to establish a good society in China.
还有很重要的一点。
There is also an important point.
就是这次重读。非常系统。
This time, I read it very systematically.
作者不仅读了被忽略的哈耶克早期的经济学著作。
The author not only read Hayek's neglected early economic works.
还旁涉了哈耶克与之论辩。
And also recorded a debate with Hayek.
他的思想的敌人的著作。
There are also important works by important enemies.
比如凯恩斯的几种名作。
For example, some of Keynes' famous works.
维森教授这本书还是名家读原点的范例。哈耶克的有些著作，作者开始读中文译本。
Professor Wiesen's book is a copy of Hayek's The Source of Knowledge that some famous scholars have read and then translated into Chinese.
后来又找来英文原版。
Later, I found the English version.
书中的大部分引文都是重新翻译的。
Most of the original texts in the book are retranslated.
为了理解哈耶克，作者还广泛涉猎哈耶克的经济。
To understand Hayek, the author also extensively discusses Hayek's economics.
政治。
Politics.
法律。
Or.
社会、心理等理论和思想的背景材料。
Background materials.For theories and ideas in social psychology,
使自己也帮助读者走进哈耶克
help readers to understand Hayek,
让哈耶克的理论和思想立体丰满了起来。
This has made Hayek's theories and ideas more vivid.
读这本专辑的最大收获是维森教授的一个暗示。
The biggest takeaway from this album is a hint from Professor Wiesen.
说是名士也无妨。
It doesn't matter if it's a famous person.
就是衡量一种理论、思想的尺度。有短。
The scale for measuring a theory of thought is short.
有长。
There are long.
偏好思考的人要避短重长。
People who like to think.Should make decisions in the medium and long term.
换句话说
In other words,
假以时间，一种更有力量的理论和思想。
With the passage of time, a more powerful theory and ideas will emerge.
才显出其真正的价值。
This is where its true value is revealed.
哈耶克的本行是经济学，写过专业的著作。
Hayek's expertise lies in writing professional economic texts.
但转行政治
But to switch to politics,
法律和社会理论后
legal and social theory,
很长时间被同行耻笑
For a long time, it was ridiculed by colleagues.
甚至芝加哥大学经济系都不愿意聘用他。
Even the economics department at the University of Chicago wouldn't hire him.
但幸好时间没停止。
Fortunately, time didn't stop.
在1944年。
In 1944,
就是哈耶克出版《通往奴役之路》。
Hayek's Road to Serfdom.
那一年，时间往前走。
That year, we went back in time.
哈耶克也活得足够长
Hayek also lived long enough
才让历史证明了他他自己也见到了凯恩斯主义的败阵
So that history would prove his own understanding of Keynesianism
如果历史停留在了某个时间节点
If history had stopped at a certain point in time
比如
For example
1939年再假如又过了若干年。
In 1939, if we had continued for a few more years,
人类历史重启，而重启后的人类会如何评价1917到1939的历史
？How will humans evaluate the history from 1917 to 1939 after the restart of human history?
以及中央计划体制的优劣
and the advantages and disadvantages of the central plan system
还真不好说
It's really hard to say
因为经历了1914到1918年一战的大规模杀戮
Because of the large-scale killings from 1914 to 1918
1929到1933年的大萧条
The Great Depression from 1929 to 1933.
按照维森教授的说法，
According to Professor Weissen,
许
At that time,
许多国家的许多政治家，
Many politicians from various countries,
哲学家，
Philosopher,
社会思想家，
Social thinker,
尤其经济学家都相信
Especially economists believe that
中央计划
Central plan
经济可能是未来人类社会发展的必然趋势
Economics is likely to be an inevitable trend in the development of human society in the future
但很可惜
Unfortunately
也很幸运
Also lucky
人类历史没有停留在1939年
Human history has not stopped in 1939.
换句话说
In other words,
虽然凯恩斯说自己的理论仅适用于短期
Although Keynes said that his theory only applies to the short term,
多少有点调侃乃至娇嗔的味道
I have a bit of a teasing and flirtatious tone.
但哈耶克的理论按照布罗代尔的历史时段
However, Hayek's theory, according to Broad's historical period,
划分理论至少相当于中时段
According to the theory, the time period is divided into three stages, early, middle, and late.
也就是按百年的尺度度量的时间显现出哈耶克比凯恩斯的理论更经得住时间的考验
This suggests that Hayek's theories are more enduring than those of Keynes when measured over a century.
这本书出版后
After this book was published,
凯恩斯不仅第一时间读了
Keynes also read it first.
还在旅途中给哈耶克写了一封信。日期
A letter to Hayek dated during his travels.
是1944年6月28日
June 28, 1944,
凯恩斯在信中写道
Keynes wrote in the letter that
我在旅行途中拜读了你的大作
I read your masterpiece while traveling
在我看来
In my opinion
这是一部宏伟动人的著作
This is a magnificent and moving work Well,
我们有充分的理由
We have ample reason
感谢你这么精彩地说出了我们想说的话
Thank you for saying so eloquently what we wanted to say
从凯恩斯的新闻中
From Keynes News
我们读到了老派人物的客套
We read the polite words of the old-fashioned people
但最后九个字就是说出了我们想说的话。
But the last nine words even said what we wanted to say.
这可真是意味深长。
This is really profound.
耐人寻味。
Worth a try.
凯恩斯于1946年4月21日去世。
Keynes died on April 21, 1946.
凯恩斯对自己的历史地位极其在意。
Keynes was very concerned about his own historical status,
甚至超过了对自己学说的重视程度
even more than their own teachings.
但他读完通往奴役之路后
But after he read the path to enslavement,
明白了挑战
understood the challenge,
颠覆他思想世界的这只靴子终于落下了
This shoe, which had been lying in his mind, finally fell.
他没能看到自己学说独步天下的辉煌时代。
He didn't see the glorious era when he thought he would rule the world.
但却预计到了哈耶克的理论。
But he anticipated Hayek's theory.
最终将与他匹敌的结局。
The final outcome will be to match him.
维森教授
Professor Weissen,
1953年生于山东,80年代
Born born in the 1980s in Shandong.
就出国读书。
Regarding studying abroad.
取得博士学位。
Obtain a doctorate.
他是国内影响力足够大的经济学家。
He made it possible for influential economists to have a domestic influence.
啊，经济思想史家。
Economist.
他对经济改革中的各种问题有过重要的评论和建议。
He has made important comments and suggestions on various issues in economic reform.